Strafe liegt über Manhattan.
Über die Zahl der Opfer kann bislang nicht spekuliert werden.
Und das Ergebnis eines regelrechten Krieges
haben aber gezeigt, dass die Weltmacht USA verwundbar ist.
Es ist Angst und Verunsicherung. Washington, die Uhr der Ausnahmezustand
seit dem 11. September 2001 im Menschen
entschieden hat,
auf die USA entführt.
Dass sie sich aus Wut, Trauer und Verzweiflung nicht hinreißen lassen, zu Rache und zu Neuem. Wir wissen nur eins, mit dieser Tat sollte keine Lösung, keine
Im Bundeskanzleramt trat der Sicherheitsrat zusammen.
Dies ist eine Kriegserklärung gegen die gesamte zivilisierte Welt.
New York City, das zeigen diese Bilder, wurde von der schlimmsten Luftwaffe
getroffen. Wir stehen unmittelbar vor einer neuen Spirale internationaler
Das ehemalige Wahrzeichen New Yorks in Schutt gerichtet.
Es ist ein zweites Pearl Harbor. 10.000 haben ihr Leben verloren, meist völlig unschuldige Zivilisten. Die Vereinigten Staaten wurde heute der Krieg erklärt.
Unzählige Menschen sind
eine Kriegserklärung gegen die gesamte zivilisierte Welt.
Und nichts ist mehr, wie es war in Amerika. war in Amerika.
I'm DJ Todd. You are listening to Real Synthetic Audio, and that was a band by the name of Gazer from their latest demo, and a track called I Will Remember You. They should have an album out soon on Accession Records. I'm actually really, really looking forward to it because I've liked Gazer for a number of years now, and I'm really looking forward to hearing them with properly produced and properly mastered, because I know they're going to sound really, really good. Oh, and by the way, Gary Lewis, I haven't gotten my payments yet for this month, so if you want me to keep playing you and saying that you're good, you're going to have to send me more money. Just kidding. Hey, before that, you heard Pop Will Eat Itself from the Everything's Cool single. That was the Youth 7 remix of Everything's Cool. And we started things off with a very special track from And One called America Brent. And it was, I guess, to do with the September 11th tragedy. And it was thought it was very interesting because all of the samples that you hear are mostly all news quotes from German television and radio, which I guess really hits home the whole international scope of this. It's one thing to be on the same continent and be looking on in horror, but it doesn't sound weird, but it sounds, you never think about people that far away feeling the same effect, but nevertheless. Anyways, we're going to continue on with some Hosiko from their second to last CD, as far as I know. This is Spit as an Offense. This is the Suicide Commando remix. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio.
In a few hours, you'll be dead, and your soul will be damned forever. We'll be right back.
was Funker Vote from their latest disc, Code 7477. Appears to be a bunch of what I think are remade versions of older tracks. I'm not actually all that familiar with Funker's like first album. I don't have it, and I don't really all that much care to be honest. But that was a track called Black Hole, which was probably the first Funker track that I ever got into. Many years ago, I guess 4.5 years ago, really. Getting close to 5 now, I guess. And that was, naturally enough, that was the reworked version. And I don't know, it's... unfortunately, I have to say, you know, the Funker Vought, they got a couple of good tracks. They really do. At least one or two good songs from each album. But the rest of the album is such incredible filler, it's not funny. And I almost think that they took this album and said, gee, how can we make ourselves sound like bad? I don't know. However, that version of Black Hole was actually, I think, an improvement upon the original, and it was actually quite good. So, like, I mean, I guess there's a little bit of good in you got to take the good with the bad. There. That's what I was looking for. Anyway, speaking of bad, here's a really weird, really cheesy band name, but a band that seems to be... worth listening to. This is Electrosynthetic Rebellion, the track called Cryogenics. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. And that was a band that puts out some really good, really interesting music, proves that EBM can be aggressive and sound really good, and still sound clean, I guess you could say. But they really, really need to change the band name. That was Megadump with a track called Tod und Teufel. In my usual horridly pronounced German again. Death and something. At any rate, I'm going to end the show off this week with another track from the new Backlash disc. I honestly don't like most of the disc. It's really, really fluffy and light. But the two tracks on it that have vocoded vocals, I actually really like. So this is another track from Backlash. This is Impetus, or Impetus, however you care to pronounce it, tomato, tomato. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. See you next week.